Good morning, a Wednesday morning. Back with us today, Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
So an interesting side effect, it looks like, of the COVID measures that we've been taking has seen a dramatic drop in the flu.
Yeah, it's certainly some good news. Flu rates are just way down compared to last year. It's down 96% statewide. Locally, it's about the same kind of drop in some areas. And we talked to some public officials and public health officials in Schenectady County, Montgomery County. One person in Schenectady County Public Health said it's sort of amazing. Just in the last 2 weeks, they have not had a single flu case in Schenectady County. And so far this year, in terms of the whole flu season in Schenectady County, they've only had 28 cases of flu. And about this time last year, they had 1,200 already. So it's just dramatic change. The public health officials are saying it's not totally surprising. They believe that these precautions and measures for COVID with, you know, masking and social distancing, et cetera, are what's happening. But they said it's incredibly interesting to them because, you know, they're hoping that with all this change that, you know, they'll learn something about how we go forward in future flu seasons. But they also caution saying flu season isn't over yet. So they're even saying now you can still get your flu shot if you didn't get it. And they also do say that the vaccine rate had gone up a lot this year because of extra warnings and recommendations because of COVID. And they say that might have contributed too.
Well, the sad news came early this week of longtime Schenectady High School theater director and more, Bill Ziskin, who passed, not officially of COVID, but we know he had COVID. If you knew him, he was quite the person who, as you note in the article, brought the magic out of everyone.
Yeah, so we were just flooded with an outpouring of memories about Mr. Ziskin yesterday. He was still a relatively young guy, 58, but it's amazing. We wondered at the Gazette yesterday when the guy ever slept because he was an English teacher. He ran that drama program at Schenectady High School for many years. He also coached football. Some of the things that the students talked about was that it wasn't just his passion for the theater and this fearless sort of approach to theater he talked about, but really just bringing out the best in all the students. And they talked about these little sayings he had, these Ziskinisms, they called them. And one that they talked about was that, you know, he was always pushing everybody to just do better, to be their best, but to do better. Whenever they did a reading or a walkthrough, he would say, "That was great, now do it better." He would just ask people to go deeper into the roles and then to use what they learned from that process to apply that to their whole life. So it really was this dramatic outpouring.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, David.